This is Ashley Hodge with the Sikkim 365 post-game podcast coming to you after Baylor's 73-59 loss to Texas Tech. It's been an exciting week for Baylor basketball. I tell you what, starting with the Kansas game Saturday, that was thrilling. Come from down from 21 points and end up, you know, beating Kansas in spectacular fashion by 11 points. But life on the road is tough. We knew this was going to be a really hard game to win. We know Houston's also going to be equally hard. However, for Houston, we should have the full complement of players. We're still playing shorthanded. Great to see Jeremy Roach back tonight. Thought he played a really good floor game. 7 rebounds kind of stands out. He was aggressive on the glass, 12 points, didn't shoot it very well. Kind of expected from a returning player that's been out, you know, for multiple games. But he, you know, had a really good floor game, in my opinion, and played 38 minutes. So we needed that from him, and he really kept us in there. There was a chance for Baylor to pull within 3 and with like 3 minutes left. And Norchad Amir goes to the line. He misses the front end of the 1-1. It's like a turnover. And then before you know it, Tech just blows the doors open, and they end up winning by 14 points. So a lot bigger spread than what the game really was at that under 4 timeout, but Baylor just couldn't make plays down the stretch. I think tired legs, you know, the lack of depth really showed. Rob Wright, who's been terrific, he ends up with 15 points, but he missed some easy shots and, you know, missed a free throw. I think he missed a front end of the 1-1 as well. And he ends up, with 3 assists, 2 turnovers. Jaden Nunn, another tough shooting night, 2 for 7, missed a couple of layups, or at least 1 layup. And he ends up 2 for 5 from 3. That's solid. You'll take that. And then Jalen Celestine, 0 for 4, 0 for 3 from the field, 3-point. He did have 7 rebounds, 3 turnovers. I think one thing you'll probably see in film, he's still a little bit limited with his mobility and just not very effective when he puts the ball on the floor. So I think you'll see that emphasized in future games, that we have other creators, other dribblers, be a catch-and-shoot guy or a shot-fake guy, and then one dribble to get to your pull-up or, you know, pull-up from mid-range. He's really good at that as well. He hadn't done that lately. Anyway, it was a tough loss, you know, kind of an expected outcome when we knew that VJ Edgecombe wasn't going to go. Still don't have Langston Love. There's been some well-documented drama on the message boards with the Jeremy Roach and Langston Love situation. And good to see Roach, you know, back in the fold and, you know, playing a really, you know, competitive game. And I thought he showed good, you know, calmness, leadership out there on the court. Just a tough ask when Texas Tech's playing, you know, at full strength on their home court, a sold-out arena. And they were good when they needed to be. McMillan was terrific, 19 points, hits 5 threes. Darren Williams was the closer late, ends up with 17 points and 8 rebounds, 7 offensive rebounds. That's a big number. The Bears did pretty good job on the glass overall. You know, it was 38-36. Texas Tech out-rebounded them. But at one point, it was a pretty much larger margin. Omer puts up good stats. You know, he's 16 points, 12 rebounds, but he does have the 3 turnovers, and he's 5 for 16 from the field. So he missed a lot of shots. But, hey, he's going on a gimpy knee. There were some questions on whether he would play because of a knee injury in practice. So he gutted it out, gave us 35 minutes, and, you know, put up some good numbers. Ojewuna, 10 points. He has 4 rebounds, has a couple blocks. That's good to see. A couple turnovers early, I think, or at least one of them was early, but he settled down and did some good things. And then you also had Jaden Nunn, I heard, was sick as well. So we're just a mess right now, kind of a mash unit. But the good news is coming, Baylor fans. You're going to have a full-strength squad, we expect, Saturday. And hopefully we can get back into our normal 8-man rotation, and we can welcome Langston Love back, and also Jeremy with a game under his belt will also be really good down this stretch run. And we play a good UCF team, a very capable UCF team. This is a UCF team that beat Texas Tech on their home court, and they've pulled off some big upsets, almost beat Kansas at Kansas. So Baylor's going to need a really focused, concerted effort to knock them off on Saturday. And I think you'll see, you know, Baylor start to play some really good basketball down the stretch. They need it to make the tournament. And I really still think this team has some tremendous upside. You get VJ Edgecombe, who's playing terrific basketball, back in the fold. He would have made a big difference tonight, might have made the difference between winning and losing, but he wasn't available. And then Langston, if we can reacclimate him back into Baylor basketball as well, and if he can be anything close to what he was at like that UConn game, then I think you got the makings of a really dangerous team that can get on a roll come March. And they got some work to do to get cement their spot in the NCAA tournament. They're 6-5 in the Big 12. They're 14-8 overall. And we know there's some tough games on the schedule, particularly Houston twice. Get Houston at home at the end of the season. So that's an opportunity to get a really big win. Arizona obviously would be a big win. No games in the Big 12 are easy. You know, even some of the road games that you on paper say, okay, we should win that one, Colorado and Cincinnati. You know, those aren't going to be easy games, but they are winnable games, certainly, and games that Baylor should be favored. And you know, certainly the home games the rest of the way, the Bears, if they could take care of business and just protect home court at Foster, then they're going to end up with a really good record. Hopefully, like something, you know, around 12-8 in the Big 12, and that's probably good enough to get them to the 6th line, the 7th line, depending on how they do in the Big 12 tournament. It'd be nice to win a couple games in that and really cement their spot, you know, to get a decent seed in the NCAA tournament, and then anything can happen. You know, just like Creighton was a 6th seed and knocked us off, Clemson was a 6th seed and knocked us off when we were 3 seeds. You know, we certainly would not be a team that any 3 seed would want to face. And, you know, a decent shot of getting to the Sweet 16, which would be a great goal for this team. And then, you know, if they can start playing good basketball, who knows what will happen after that. But some good things tonight, but just certainly not enough. Texas Tech ends up winning and covering. And on to UCF. We'll be talking about that game in some previews. Just want to give you some quick thoughts after Baylor's 73-59 loss to Texas Tech. Texas Tech's playing really good basketball, 18-4, one of the hottest teams in the country after they went to Houston and beat Houston and then, you know, took care of business on their home court tonight. That's it. Sick 'em Bears.